A Stoic Resurrection. A Summary. A Stoic Resurrection is not a treatise, nor a manual, nor a confession in the religious sense. It is a record of becoming, a philosophical diary written from within the turbulence of lived experience, where clarity is not assumed, but wrested from chaos through attention, discipline, and love. Structured as a sequence of dated reflections rather than a linear argument, the book mirrors the mind of someone rebuilding himself in real time. The form itself is stoic, fragmentary, unsentimental, resistant to ornament. Yet, beneath the restraint pulses an intense metaphysical hunger. What emerges is a modern stoicism stripped of marble statues and academic distance, grounded instead in suffering, responsibility, eros, work, and meaning. At its core, the book insists on love as the fundamental organizing principle of reality. Not as sentimentality, but as truth, discipline, and obligation. Love is not opposed to suffering. It gives suffering meaning. To live well is not to avoid pain, but to choose what one is willing to suffer for. In this sense, the text echoes Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius while refusing their emotional austerity. Pleasure, desire, beauty, and eros are not dismissed. They are reclaimed as sacred forces when aligned with truth rather than escapism. Freedom throughout the journal is repeatedly redefined. It is not the freedom to indulge, nor the freedom from constraint, but the freedom to act in accordance with one's nature and duty. Conditioning, conformity, and false comforts are treated as the true prisons of modern life. The author returns again and again to the necessity of responsibility, personal, creative, and moral, as the price of genuine autonomy. Creativity occupies a central role, not as profession, but as metaphysical duty. To create is to participate in the generative force of existence itself. Art, work, entrepreneurship, and self-creation are revealed as variations of the same act, transforming chaos into order. Anything that dulls this impulse, complacency, bureaucracy, fear, intellectual laziness, is framed as a betrayal of life. Suffering is never romanticized, but neither is it pathologized. It is presented as unavoidable, formative, and revelatory. The refusal to suffer consciously leads not to peace, but to narcissism, resentment, and decay. In contrast, voluntary sacrifice becomes a way of making life sacred, of converting pain into purpose. Running beneath all sections is a persistent metaphysical intuition of oneness. That separation is largely illusory. That ego is functional but not sovereign. And that meaning emerges when the individual recognizes himself as both distinct and inseparable from the whole. God, where the word appears, is not a dogma but a placeholder for energy, totality, and order. A reality experienced rather than believed. Individuation, therefore, is not framed as self-indulgent self-expression, but as the difficult process of becoming fully oneself in service of something larger. The journal documents doubt, arrogance, humility, loneliness, and resolve without smoothing the edges. The voice remains self-critical, often severe, refusing the contemporary fixation on comfort disguised as compassion. What ultimately justifies the book's title is not nostalgia for ancient stoicism, but a resurrection of its spirit under modern conditions. Digital abundance, moral confusion, technological acceleration, and existential drift. This is Stoicism without detachment from life. A philosophy that embraces beauty, love, ambition, failure, faith, and work as necessary terrains of virtue. The closing effect of a Stoic resurrection is not certainty, but orientation. It does not promise salvation, happiness, or enlightenment. Instead, it offers something more demanding: a call to live truthfully, love consciously, suffer meaningfully, and take full responsibility for one's existence, here, now, without excuses.